So a couple of years ago, I thought I would take some time out and speak to that gigantic database and ask it, why do some people prefer one country more than another? And the answer that the database gave me completely staggered me. It was 6.8. I haven't got time to explain in detail. Basically, what it told me was the kinds of countries we prefer are good countries. We don't admire countries primarily because they're rich, because they're powerful, because they're successful, because they're modern, because they're technologically advanced. We primarily admire countries that are good. What do we mean by good? We mean countries that seem to contribute something to the world in which we live. Countries that actually make the world safer, or better, or richer, or fairer. Those are the countries we like. This is a discovery of significant importance. You see where I'm going, because it squares the circle. I can now say, and often do, to any government, in order to do well, you need to do good. If you want to sell more products, if you want to get more investment, if you want to become more competitive, then you need to start behaving, because that's why people will respect you and do business with you. And therefore, the more you collaborate, the more competitive you become. This is quite an important discovery. And as soon as I discovered this, I felt another index coming on. I swear that as I get older, my ideas become simpler and more childish. This one is called the Good Country Index. And it does exactly what it says on the tin. It measures, or at least it tries to measure, exactly how much each country on Earth contributes, not to its own population, but to the rest of humanity. Bizarrely, nobody had ever thought of measuring this before. So my colleague, Dr. Robert Govers, and I have spent the best part of the last 2 years, with the help of a large number of very serious and clever people, cramming together all the reliable data in the world we could find about what countries give to the world.